There is a long, unfortunate history of people drinking things they absolutely shouldn't. From bleach to celery juice, from detox teas to silver colloids. It all started maybe 100 years ago, when the hottest wellness trend was radioactive water. Yep, people paid good money to drink radium, and it was sold as a cure for fatigue, sexual dysfunction, aging, you name it. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is Fork U. Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust myths wide open, and shine a clinical spotlight on medical history's biggest mistakes. Today we're talking about glowing urine, crumbling jaws, and the radioactive energy drink that almost got away with it. In the early 1900s, Marie and Pierre Curie discovered radium. At first, it was hailed as a scientific miracle. It could shrink tumors. It could power machines. It glowed in the dark. What could go wrong? Naturally, the public didn't wait for peer-reviewed studies. Radium quickly became the next big health fad. Companies bottled radium-infused water, claiming it could boost energy, stimulate digestion, cure arthritis, and even enhance, well, let's say, vitality in the bedroom. One of the most famous products was Radiothor. It came in a sleek glass vial and promised, quote, perpetual sunshine, unquote. Each dose contained radium-226 and radium-228 in actual, drinkable doses. This wasn't microdosing. This was a one-way ticket to your local radiation ward, and people drank it by the gallon. Let's talk about Eben Byers, wealthy, Ivy League, athlete, industrialist, socialite. After an arm injury, his doctor prescribed Radiothor to help with his general weakness. He loved it. He claimed it gave him energy, boosted his performance, and improved his overall health. So he started taking 3 bottles a day for years. But then something started to happen. His teeth began to fall out. His jaw deteriorated, his bones turned brittle and started breaking, and his skull developed holes. When the Federal Trade Commission finally got involved, he was literally falling apart. A reporter from the Wall Street Journal visited him and said, quote, the radium water worked fine until his jaw came off, unquote. By the time of his death in 1932, his body was so radioactive he had to be buried in a lead-lined coffin. So what does that have to do with today? Well, let's look at the formula. Take a new scientific discovery. Mix in vague health promises. Add a dash of trust in personal testimonials. Skip all the clinical testing. Package it with buzzwords and celebrity hype. Sound familiar? Today we see the same cycle play out. Colloidal silver touted as a cure-all, even though it turns people blue. Alkaline water, which ignores basic human physiology. Detox teas, which actually have no detoxifying ingredients. AI-generated liver scams that paste my face on bottles and falsely claim that I endorse them. Yes, someone used my photo to market a fake liver detox supplement, by the way, they're all fake, and claimed I supported it. I didn't, and it doesn't actually work because liver cleanses don't work. Your liver cleanses all by itself. So Radiothor may be gone, and obvious that it was a problem, but the con and the basis of the con lives on. Just now it glows with artificial intelligence instead of radium. We have people calling themselves like the human biologist, Dr. Gary Brecka, who isn't a doctor, who never graduated anything more than a bachelor's in biology degree, and claims he can predict your actual date of death. So how did Radiothor get pulled off the market? Only after Eben Byers died and made headlines did the U.S. government step in. The Federal Trade Commission began investigating the so-called radioactive tonics, and eventually new regulations from the FDA started banning untested radioactive health products. From that point on, radiation exposure limits became part of public health policy. And Radiothor? It became a cautionary tale in medical schools and law books. The irony, radium does have real medical uses, like in cancer treatment, but it's carefully dosed, precisely targeted, and medically supervised. Radium wasn't the villain. The villain was selling science without evidence and letting the public figure out the side effects one jaw at a time. We're still doing this. We're still buying natural products with no testing. We're still trusting influencers over physicians. We're still skipping the science for the story. So the next time someone says, "This tonic gave me energy," ask, "Was it the product? Or was it Radiothor all over again?" This episode was researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. You can find the blog posts and references at yourdoctorsorders.com and porkyou.com. And while I am a doubly board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're tempted by a supplement, a tonic, or an AI-generated detox ad using my face, talk to a real doctor and a registered dietitian. Not your chiropractor, not a celebrity with a skincare line, and definitely not a bottle that glows in the dark. The episode was produced, distributed, and all things audio by Simpler Media, and the pod god himself, my good friend, Mr. Evo Terra. Have a bright, good, but hopefully not radioactive week. Hey, Evo, if a TikTok guru told you to drink radioactive water for gut health, would you wash it down with a detox tea or just sign up for the next goop cleanse?
Yeah, I'm going to go none of the above on that one. Mm-hmm, I think so. Ooh, also, very fun and entertaining episode. Good job.